Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you well know, if you were with us last week, we are spending significant time this summer, and hopefully meaningful time, in the final book of the entire Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. And as we come into verse 5, we meet Jesus Christ, and the Apostle John outlines for us 10 facts about Jesus that we want to pay close attention to. As we get going in a brand new week, let me repeat these for you according to the grouping I have given them. Facts number 1 through 3 go together, and these are: fact number 1, Jesus is the faithful witness. Fact number 2, Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. And fact number 3, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. This is the first group. I've already talked with you about facts 1 and 2. Today I will give you some insights into this third fact. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. And then we will carry on with fact number 4, which is this: Jesus loves us. And then fact number 5, Jesus released us from our sin by his blood. Fact number 6, Jesus made his followers to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. Fact number 7, to Jesus belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. That is the second group, facts 4 through 7. And then the final three facts are in group number 3. These are fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Fact number 9, every eye will see Jesus, even those who pierced him. And fact number 10, the tribes of the earth will mourn over Jesus. So you have 10 facts about Christ in three distinct groups. I'll explain why I have grouped these as we enter fact number 4. That's up next, but for today, let's circle back to this. It is a fact of Jesus Christ that he is ruler of the kings of the earth. Let me just read this in Revelation. I'll start at verse 5a of Revelation 1. From Jesus Christ, the ruler of the kings of the earth. It is definitely a biblical fact that Jesus rules over all rulers, and that Jesus is the King of all kings. Just listen to two other texts later in the Revelation. This is Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14. Here Jesus is called the Lamb. The Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Christ has total dominion and power over any and all earthly human lords and kings. And then here also the word of God in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is Revelation 19 and verse 16. What you heard there is the truth, and what a description of what Christ looks like. He literally has the words King of Kings and Lord of Lords etched into his thigh. Now, this title emphasizes his total reign and rule over all kings and lords, absolute sovereignty. Have forward thinking and see in your mind's eye all of the kings and lords, rulers, of this world bowing before his majesty, King Jesus. Oh, all the pride the kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers all have. I mean, you cannot be the president of the United States if you're not prideful, and most often a full-blown narcissist. And who is a narcissist? This is a person who has an excessive interest in and admiration of themselves. And that's only an introductory definition. Whether you voted for them or not, if we take just the two most recent occupants of the Oval Office, Donald Trump and Joseph Biden, I am certain any objective person will agree. Both men have an excessive interest in and admiration of themselves. And you certainly will not get any argument from me if you say all politicians do. If that's the way you feel, I think you are right. For those of you listening to me outside these United States, just think of your own ruler bowing before Christ one day. What a shock this will be for by far the majority of them. Kings, dictators, of which there are many, and other various rulers do not take kindly to the idea that they will ever bow before someone else, let alone Jesus Christ. But the Bible clearly and repeatedly teaches, indeed, they all will. And this comes back to our fact number 3 in Revelation 1 verse 5. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Paul's letter to the church at Philippi rings true here. The Apostle Paul wrote this great truth in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Please notice the emphasis here on every, and every means every, all, no exceptions. You bow, I bow. Everyone who has ever lived and will ever live bows before whom? Jesus Christ. And this includes all of our royalty, rulers, and heads of government. It is shocking how few of them love and serve our Lord now, isn't it? But they are going to know Christ and serve Christ then. Aren't they all? Biblically, there is another fascinating way to get at the sovereign rule of Christ, and that is to look at this from the perspective of the devil. If you've got your Bible handy, turn with me backwards from the Revelation to the Gospel of Matthew, and put your finger at chapter 4. In this chapter, Matthew tells us in detail about the temptation in the wilderness for Jesus, which was given to him by Satan. Too bad I do not have more time to teach all of this rich section of the scripture, but peek in here with me beginning at verse 8. This is Matthew 4, verse 8. Again, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. So here we have Jesus, God in human flesh, and Satan, the devil, the evil one. And the devil shows to Jesus up on this very high mountain all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Note the word kingdoms. They're standing there looking at this, and then in verse 9, Satan says, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." In other words, hey Jesus, if you will fall down on your face and worship me, Satan, then I will give you all these kingdoms of the whole world in all their glory. The devil wants Jesus to worship him? This is laughable. Why would the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, why would Jesus Christ, who is the King and already dominates and has sovereign charge over all the kingdoms of Satan, the ones he was showing him, why would Christ ever worship the devil? Well, Satan, as usual, is delusional. He's deceived himself. Talk about a narcissist. Here then is Jesus' reply. I love this. Matthew chapter 4 and verses 10 and 11. Then Jesus said to the devil, "Go, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left Jesus, and behold, angels came and began to minister to Jesus. God will never, ever bow to Satan. It's always the opposite way around. Satan, the devil, this evil one, will worship God always and serve him only. just as we all will. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth, says Revelation 1. And this is exactly the response Jesus gives to Satan in the wilderness. And notice, of course, how Jesus used the scripture to counter the devil. Jesus' statement that you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only is found in Deuteronomy 6:13 and Deuteronomy 10:20. Jesus uses the scripture to overcome temptation, and we must also. Dear Christian, know and use the Bible to defend yourself from Satan. King Jesus, Lord Jesus, reigns and rules. As the Bible also teaches, God puts certain rulers in governmental authority over us for certain seasons. He puts them in and he takes them out. And one day there will be a heavenly accounting for these men and women who ruled over us. I contend our God-given mission in this world is not to focus on the kings of this earth, but rather to be obsessed with the ruler, Jesus Christ. For me, when I read our fact number 3, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth, it gives me comfort that God is the ruler yet. And it gives me focus in my mission to live out the gospel in such a way, to speak forth the truth of the gospel in such a way that people all around me will bow before Jesus here and now and say, "You, Lord Jesus, are my King and Lord." And then they will be saved from sin and will spend eternity with us worshiping the Christ. Are you with me on this? Then let's honor Christ today, the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords. All hail King Jesus. Join us again tomorrow because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.